Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. It's Friday. It's the Friday before Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. And we've been looking at this buildup to the resurrection, which is Jesus being on the cross. Listen to what it says in John 19, verse 28. It says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished." You'll notice the first thing about this hour that John was talking about was that Jesus knew he was accomplishing or finishing all that was demanded of him. But what does that mean when it says that Jesus knew it was all finished? Well, the next phrase gives it away. It says that he was fulfilling Scripture. Throughout the Old Testament, there are promises given from God and pictures and symbols and patterns and types that God put into the life of Israel to show them what kind of Messiah, what kind of Savior was going to come to them. There were all kinds of sacrifices instituted to show them how salvation and reconciliation would be accomplished between the people and God. But none of those things, the patterns or the types or the shadows, truly fulfilled the promises. They all pointed to something greater, to someone greater. And here in this text, the Holy Spirit is telling us that Jesus is that someone who fulfilled all of the promises, all the patterns of Scripture. Jesus is the seed of the woman who crushes the serpent's head. Jesus is the true Noah's ark, and all who are in him are safe from God's judgment. Jesus is the ram that God provided Abraham to sacrifice. Jesus is the Joseph who was sold out by his own brothers only to rise in power and provide life for his brothers. Jesus is the prophet like Moses who delivers his people from the evil one. And Jesus is the cloud by day and the fire by night who leads his people safely. Jesus is the manna that comes from heaven, the bread of life that sustains his people. Jesus is the true high priest who intercedes for our sins. And Jesus is the rock that pours forth water for an undeserving and thirsty people. He is the piece of wood thrown into the river that turns bitter water sweet. He is the scapegoat which is killed for atonement for our sins. Jesus is the goat upon whom our sins are laid and then led far into the wilderness so our sins cannot return to us. Jesus is the leader like Joshua, who is strong and courageous. Jesus is the ultimate judge who brings righteousness and victory. Jesus is our Boaz, our kinsman redeemer. Jesus is our song through the Psalms. He is our wisdom in Proverbs. He is our bridegroom in the Song of Solomon. Jesus is the suffering servant of Isaiah and the Prince of Peace. He is the weeping prophet and the cry of Israel. Jesus is the Hosea, the forever faithful husband. He is the song that God sings over us in Zephaniah. He is the fulfillment of every bull, goat, lamb, dove that was ever slaughtered on the altar in Israel. He is the fragrance of incense that is a sweet-smelling aroma to God. He is the Shekinah glory of God that sits on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. He is the temple where God dwells. He is the yes and amen to every promise God has made in his word. It is finished. Earlier in John's gospel, Jesus promised his followers that what would bring them sorrow would turn to joy. And today, as we think about the cross, it now is a symbol of joy because we know that it's not where the story ends. It was a dark day at the cross where the wrath of God was poured out on sin, but Sunday was coming. And right along with it, joy in his resurrection. When you pray today, pray for Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines, who gladly share this story of Jesus Christ. And also pray for the Nabit broadcast in the target area of Burkina Faso and Ghana.